Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey, wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Brian Mazurowski and Joe Beamer on WBEN. We got a lot going on, Joe. All right, so these astronauts returned to Earth.
Yes.
They're supposed to be in space for a week. They ended up in space for 9 months.
Yeah.
What's the first thing you do when you get home? You probably see your family.
See the family. You know, they were...
Here's it. You see your family. What are you hoping that your family has for you?
A meal?
Yeah, what's the meal?
Oh,
that's your family who knows you better than anybody.
Mm.
What are you hoping that they're you know, a nice embrace and then, hey, over at the table, we got you this.
You know, I'm easily impressed. Like, I there's a lot of foods I love, like, you know, some Duff's wings would be very nice.
Mm-hmm.
A tuna melt. Yes, I love tuna melts. But something filling that's not powder.
Yeah. Hearty.
Yeah, yeah.
Hearty and hot.
Coffee that was made with actual water, not pee.
Do you think it makes a difference?
I mean, they seem to like it, but they were explaining, they had, you know, former astronauts on as they were during the coverage last night, and they're talking about just, you know, the minute you hit the atmosphere and you feel gravity for the first time. They were talking to someone who had been up there for close to a year, and my legs started to, like, tingle. Like, I was like, I can't imagine, like, you know, the heaviness of gravity after. Mm-hmm. I mean, you're floating even when you're sleeping.
Yeah. I said it before. Like, they got to learn to walk again. I spent too long on the John, and I got to, like, it's. I can barely walk out of there. These guys are almost a year in space. That's pretty rough.
Yeah,
you're up there for a long time, three quarters of a year in space, and now you're coming back. I want like a. I think I want a few options. I want a little smorgasbord going on. Hot and hearty,
okay,
are the two things.
Would you have texted this order in before you left the space station?
I would have made it known in one of my calls, like, hey, I'm coming home for real this time. You know what I like.
Yeah.
I would kind of appreciate if you brought some of these things to our first meeting. Now, NASA would be in charge of a lot of that because they go in like quarantine or whatever. You get checked out for a little bit.
I'm expecting like a meal on the ship. When they grab me out of the capsule.
I want just a little bit of everything that I could have. A nice, you know, Chipotle burrito would be nice.
Yeah.
A bit, like a hearty cheeseburger with fries.
Yeah.
Some pizza. What? Just as an option.
Right.
It's like a little side dish. Here's a slice. I think I could go on. I want a little bit of everything.
Yeah. I don't know how your body reacts after when you've just been like, to space food for 9 months and floating. It says it, you know, moves your fluids all around. But yeah, I mean, I...
That actually might be very important. Would you throw up everything that I just mentioned?
I'm sure they would tell you.
Good possibility.
I'm sure they would say like, hey, Mr. Mazurowski, we would just like to advise you, maybe save the burrito for tomorrow.
How deflating would that be? You get home 9 months in space eating that junk that they've got, in the packets up there. You're squirting like the... teriyaki sauce in your mouth through a Capri Sun, and you get back and they tell you like, look, you can't really eat what you want. Your body won't be able to take it. You'll throw it all up.
Yeah, you're thrown up into the ocean.
Would I go like, that's fine?
I mean, I think it's an actual like you would be saying, you know, real food though. I'll tell you though, the space station, it's not what I expected. That's what I would, you know. Xenon, they had all kinds of food options up there.
You thought it was a little more. It's pretty cramped in there.
Yeah, I'm eating through a Capri Sun, like you said.
It's a tube.
Through a Capri Sun. Can we go to the Xenon space station that she was in?
No.
No.
Doesn't exist.
No, I know.
It's a tube, like the space station, basically, which is perfect because that's what all your food comes out of. Just like a little tube, you squeeze it in your mouth, and you're going to enjoy it
and
for
that space
9 months.
That space station's almost done, right? I think only 2 more years, they're going to blast up a new one.
Yeah, isn't that kind of strange to think about?
Yeah.
Like,
and they say it's going to fall apart before it makes it to Earth.
They're going to crash it down.
Yeah. I'd love to be able to tour it.
I think they're going to... They have models of the space station you can go through.
Yeah, but to say, like, this is the real one.
The real one?
Yeah.
Will it matter? I think you could walk through a model and not notice the difference.
I'm very particular about stuff. Like, when I go to battlegrounds, like, from the Civil War, and they say, this is a recreation of what was... I go, nah, that's not... I want what was here. I don't want the recreation. I want the actual house. Like, you know, the electric tower. It's beautiful. Don't get me wrong. Please don't blast me for what I'm about to say. But you go downtown and go, hey, this is like the electric tower from the World's Fair. Yeah, it's not the actual electric tower. It's not the same. It doesn't have the same awe that the one that was actually there had.
How far along did you get in the JFK files?
Well, I mean, the tournament started last night, Brian. you know? I was doing study because, you know, these games, I put a lot of study into the 11 versus 11 games because, you know, North Carolina might beat Ole Miss on Thursday. I have to watch for my bracket.
Yeah. So none?
So zero pages.
Okay. Is that what everyone's going to be like? Oh, I'm too busy watching basketball. I'll just, you know, I'll watch the Oliver Stone movie again after the basketball.
Yeah, I'll watch the summary. Is Ken Burns going to do a special, a five-night Ken Burns special?
And I think it might take more than that to go through all the pages.
It might, but, you know, and I know we're an ABC affiliate, but ABC put on Twitter this morning, you know, the JFK files were released last night. Here's the summary.
Yeah, again, it's what we talked about yesterday. I don't believe anyone. You know, nothing significant here. Really? You read all 80,000 pages in 12 hours?
I did see the part where JFK Jr., referred to Joe Biden as a traitor. I did see that on social media this morning.
Where I honestly have not seen any of it.
Okay.
Because everything I see is like, I don't believe you.
Yeah.
In April, I'll believe people.
I may also be following the wrong accounts because this morning all I saw was the Alabama State 3-second heave that won the game. That's all I've
and
seen.
And I didn't see that at all. So we're each following the right accounts.
It was like Jaden Daniels against the Bears.
Yeah.
Heaves it, bounces off one player, into another's hands, into the bucket.
Yeah, pretty nice.
Yeah.
And that, now they're on?
And now they move on. Yeah.
Pretty cool. We talked about this morning. A Long Island woman arrested, accused of working as a fake dentist. A 55-year-old woman was working on patients for 8 years. She used a local anesthesia. But she didn't use anesthesia to do, you know, some of the big, complex dental procedures. She was a full-service dentist, according to the people who investigated this.
By the way, I have no idea what local anesthesia means.
You're not going under the... You're not getting fully knocked out. You're not getting the full, big treatment. It's just a...
Enough so you don't feel the pain.
You're numbing the mouth.
Okay.
She says she was targeting people who didn't have health insurance... many who have been in the country illegally, to which I say, Joe, I don't know. She's obviously, you can't do this and run a full dentist office out of your house.
Yeah, I don't want to encourage this.
No, but, you know, she was helping people who needed some help, and she did do work for 8 years before she was found out. So could she have been that bad?
You say that, I'd like to see what her rating was on Yelp.
I don't think she was listed. I think this was a strictly word-of-mouth dentist, which usually word-of-mouth is a pretty good thing.
Like, we know three people that...
If you visited the dentist and can still talk to, you know, word-of-mouth, talk to me and I can understand what you're saying, she did a good job.
Yeah, but I also, and not to downplay dentists, I should probably go see mine, but, I mean, a majority of your account is brush your teeth, floss... Tap the top of your teeth with a little hook and be on your way. You know what I mean? Like, how many actual operations did this woman do? She's not doing root canals.
Yeah, she is. She a full-fledged dentist office. She did it all.
She did root canals?
Joe, you're not going to the unlicensed dentist for a cleaning. I can do that myself.
But these patients didn't know she was unlicensed.
Yeah, but if you're in the country illegally, this is what's happening. You have somebody, I don't have any insurance, I need a dentist. You're not saying that if you're like, I need a dentist, it's been 6 months since I got flossed. No, you're going there because you need something done to your teeth.
Yeah, I mean,
and she's doing, and it took 8 years for three people over 8 years to say, you know what? She really stinks. I don't think she's a real dentist. And she wasn't. She was never trained. She YouTubed her way to 8 years of dentistry. All I'm saying, Joe, is once she gets out, I would accept her into my dental college. I think she has a bright future.
I mean, if she wants to, at 55, go back to school, yeah, I do think this woman needs to be punished, though. We can't be encouraging stuff like this.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I don't know what the what the sentence might be, how much she might have to forfeit, but you might have made enough money to go through college here.
But, you know, I mean, I've gone to a licensed doctor. We talked about this last week. I've been to a licensed doctor who, you know, misdiagnosed my pneumonia my junior year of high school. I didn't see that doctor again. How many of those that, you know what, I didn't appreciate the dentist's work. I'm going somewhere else and didn't say anything.
Oh, there's probably a ton.
Right.
There's probably a lot of people who never said anything. Who are you again?
My filling fell out. Okay, I'm just not going to go back to that dentist. It's the third time it's happened.
Yeah. It was probably a lot of that went on. But 8 years, you know, going through it, doing the stuff.
Now, when you hear stories like this, does it make your mouth hurt?
No.
When you guys do the read for the stair climb, talk about people with lung issues.
You're out of breath.
My chest starts. Oh, my God.
You're a hypochondriac.
It's why I can't watch. Like, I can watch my 600-pound life until they go in there with the liposuction. I have to change the channel.
Yeah.
I can't hear or talk about stuff like
this. Gross.
Yeah,
I don't want to watch anyone get a dental procedure done, but I can talk about it.
I don't like anything medical. I mean, 6 years ago, thanks to you, you took me to my eye appointment, and I've never had a panic attack in my life. Had a panic attack when they were ripping the cells off my eye. Like, medical things just freak me out.
Yeah, well, that did they knock you out first? Did they give you anything?
No, they just put a number on my eye, but I was still fully there.
No, when I had that done, and they scraped your eye
with the little hook, yeah.
So I had the same thing done when I had my experimental eye thing done.
Yeah.
And they gave me like a, maybe this it's a new, they gave me like a, I don't know what it was, like a Valium or something like that. You know, like one of these like drugs that makes you loop, kind of like knocks you out, eases your pain. The same thing, they gave me the same thing, I believe, that I had when I got my wisdom teeth taken out. I didn't go under for my wisdom teeth, but they give you like a little thing to just kind of make you
loopy?
Yeah, a little loopy.
Yeah.
You know, not totally out of it or anything, but to ease the pain. Like, if I didn't have that pill in me when they did that to my eye, I would have freaked out completely.
They put a cream, let it sit for 10 minutes. I couldn't feel anything.
Yeah.
But just
obviously.
Yeah,
I could still see it. I remember seeing it.
Yeah, that's what gave me the panic attack. And let me tell you, the cream didn't last long. The drive home, I was already starting to feel the pain. And obviously, I wasn't driving home because I couldn't see out of one eye. They put that eye Band-Aid on for a week.
Yeah.
But that's just how I am. Like, this story, you guys were talking about this morning, and it made my mouth hurt.
No. Well, listen, don't open a dentist's office inside your basement. But I got to hand it to her. With no training, 8 years of dentistry.
It's pretty good.
Pretty smart person.
How many things have you learned off of YouTube? Like, around the house?
Oh, everything.
Yeah.
It's everything. It's amazing that people got by without YouTube.
I know.
Before doing all that stuff.
The amount of calls that would be in my house because I put the wrong thing in the disposal if it wasn't for YouTube would be amazing. I mean, it would be amazing.
Like, my oven. You know, fixed a piece out of the oven. I don't know. Some part I had to replace in, like, the oven. You unscrew the bottom and, you know, to whatever, like, the... I don't even know what it was, but I fixed it because of YouTube.
Yep.
If I didn't have YouTube, I mean, what would I? You would have had to call like a handyman or an oven repair person or something
shelling
like
out
that.
A lot of money.
Yeah. I mean, it cost me, because you could watch somebody do it on YouTube, like something like that. I think it costs like $7.
Yeah.
For the repair, what would that have cost to have somebody out and fix it?
By the minute.
Yeah. $150, $200
just to see it
at least.
Yeah.
I mean, something like that. So yeah, I mean, just everything.
All the stuff like I had to put together for my son. Now they put the QR codes. They scan to watch the instructions.
See, I don't like that.
Yep, here
for
I am.
For furniture and stuff,
oh,
you're
yeah.
talking.
Oh yeah.
No, I hate that.
Oh, let me tell you. Even the pack and play, I needed the
YouTube. Great for fixing things. I can't when it comes to putting together like furniture. You bought like an IKEA couch, or you bought, you know, any like the crib that you mentioned, the dresser, all these things. I like the printed page step-by-step instructions.
I like it. Now, and for my son, they had the step-by-step. I like to have that, but I also like to have some verbally telling me. Like, I can cross-reference, but some of these things you get, like our outdoor patio furniture from Wayfair, I mean, the directions, it's just a simple page, and it's not really a step-by-step. I needed the video.
Yeah. Well, it's like, you know, you can figure it out. This piece goes here, this piece goes here. These are screws.
No, I can't.
Come on.
I'm a very simple person. I can't figure it out.
You can guess. We'll go over to the text board 803-0930 to join us on coming back to Earth. What would be that first thing? We've got a couple people saying, someone did say, make sure your stomach can handle it. Pizza and wine was one. A prime rib dinner and a glass of wine. Mm. Someone else saying, after a year in space, you get that slice of buffalo pizza and an ice cold beer. They probably don't have that at the space station. My mind immediately goes to hot things, but a nice cold beer would probably be pretty good too. Somebody else said I would get out of the spacesuit, sweatpants or shorts, and take a nice hot shower. Yeah, I didn't really think about that. The hot shower would probably feel pretty good.
How do they bathe up there?
They got like a shower thing, and I know I've seen like, you know, they're scrubbing themselves with a damp or dry.
What is the water floating around the?
No. They don't have that. What was it? They bathe themselves, but it's. I forgot what it was. I watched this documentary, Year in Space, and they were showing how they do all this kind of stuff. I forgot how they do it, but it's no substitute for a hot shower.
I mean, just mentally, what's that like when you think you're just? I mean, think about it. You think you're just going on a road trip to Orlando, right? And, you get stuck there for 9 months, but it's space.
Yeah, I thought about that. Like, how angry you get when you get, like, a delayed flight.
Yes.
And you might have to stay overnight somewhere, or you're not going to be home within, like, a five-hour period that you thought you were going to be.
Yeah.
And how upset that makes you. Now you're in space for an additional 8.5 months.
Yeah.
On top of what you were normally. Oh,
it's God. Like, yeah, it's like when I was in Richmond and they're like, hey, sorry, you're gonna have to spend the night. We don't have another flight. This flight got canceled, but we'll put you on the Hampton Inn. And how upset I am in the Hampton Inn. This is the space station.
Yeah. Well, another big story that I think is going to have a lot of people asking a whole lot of questions. This came out yesterday. The Social Security Administration, it's all part of this effort to fight government waste. The Social Security Administration is going to require a more in-depth identity check. Here's the report we were bringing you this morning.
The tighter identity proofing measures are described as an effort to limit fraudulent claims. The Social Security Administration says beginning March 31st, people will no longer be able to verify their identity over the telephone, and those who cannot properly verify their identity over the agency's My Social Security online service will be required to visit an agency field office in person to complete the verification process. It's expected to affect millions of people. Michael Toscano, CBS News, Washington.
So you're going to have to verify yourself through this My Social Security online service. And all I could think about, Joe, is my grandmother, who has never been on the internet in her entire life, all of a sudden trying to go to the My Social Security online service, which I'm sure, like every government website I've been on, is just a perfectly easy thing to navigate. I want to know from people out there, how much of a hassle you think this is going to be for either yourself or someone you know in your life. And if you know people like I do, who, whether it's never been on the internet, never had a cell phone, all these types of things, if you have someone in your life, do you envy them or do you pity them in some way? What's the thought on that?
Well, for this, I think it's a generation too early.
That might be the case. If you have those people, let us know. What do you think about this new Social Security plan? BMaz and Beamer will be back after the news on WBEN. Brian Mazurowski, Joe Beamer here on WBEN. We're talking about this right before the break and kind of want to know from you, like, how is this going to impact either you or somebody you know with Social Security, the Social Security Administration, now going to require an in-depth identity check? And that'll either be in person.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events. Major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories. The unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
So you'll have to figure out a way to like go there. And if your name is called, I guess, I mean, it's not everybody. Maybe it is everybody. We don't really know. Or there's a My Social Security online service.
Right.
Where you can go and prove your identity. I'm not sure how. I'm assuming uploading a picture. Anyways, all this is to say, we could have just stopped at the website. Because I think of my grandmother, mm-hmm. who's never been on the internet in her entire life. Doesn't have a computer. Doesn't have a cell phone. Doesn't particularly want one. I'm thinking of all my grandparents.
Yeah.
I'm trying to, like, who of all my grandparents, have any of them ever been on the internet themselves? No, not really. You know, both living and not with us anymore. Like, I'm trying to figure out how this would work without it being a humongous pain in the butt.
So my living grandmother, my mom's been trying to get her on the internet for the last 25 years. She just turned 100. I think it's safe to say she's probably not going to now learn the internet, right? Now, my other grandmother, she got the internet. I believe they got the internet just a few years before my grandfather passed away. And you know, she was on it for a while. But yeah, my grandmother, who just turned 100, she hasn't learned the internet. She's not going to learn it now. And so this would not apply to her. She would not be able to go on this website. And that's why I think this is like a generation too soon. Like, I do think for the next generation that's going to be using these services, right, who's going to need to confirm their identity, I think that's fine to say. But I think we might just be jumping the gun a little too early.
Maybe not. You know, you say it's a generation too soon. I think that's about right. Somebody on our text board saying, in 803-0930, if you want to weigh in on this with us, someone saying if you are applying for Social Security now, you've used computers for a long time. And that's probably true, but I still think talking about my grandmother who's never been on the internet. I mean, I have family members, uncles, a generation older than me, who don't have a cell phone and never will.
Yeah.
And they can still go on a computer and they'd be able to do that. But, I mean, how much of the internet now is just made for a phone?
Well, Brian, we can't go on the computer here without our phone.
Isn't that insane?
Right? I mean, you need your phone for us to confirm our identity.
Like, I'm picturing people now who know how to use a computer.
Yeah.
But they don't have a phone or anything, and telling them to upload a photo of your, like, state-issued driver's license. You know, how else are they going to do your identity? Like, that's usually how they...
I thought just your Social Security number.
To put that in there?
Yeah.
And that's how... But they would have my Social Security number. You just have to verify it? Is that the thing? Yeah.
It's like when you lose your bank password, which I do too often.
I don't know. I'm picturing them, you know, trying to upload a picture of themselves to upload to the computer, and that's not happening either. What about you? Let us know. 803-0930. We'll go over on our text board. Someone saying, my mom is going to be 96 in July. She pays all of her bills online.
God bless.
By herself. Okay. That's pretty good. Somebody else saying, my mother's 95. She couldn't use her cell phone. She doesn't have an email. She couldn't function on a computer. She's mental health, assisted living. How are we going to do this with her? How about you have Social Security show up at their facilities and have people show ID? I think this is what it's going to come to, and that is you're, you know, quote unquote, saving money by cutting down on fraud, which I think could be easy enough as you just look at maybe question everybody over 110.
Yeah.
Because if they haven't been on the Smuckers thing on TV, you haven't heard their name in the news, they might not exist. And then, like, the however many people are over 110, just focus on that. Because instead, what you're going to end up with is now hiring full-time people with benefits and everything else that the federal government will provide to go out and identify the ages of every single person who's on Social Security, which I feel like is going to be a little more expensive, Joe.
I feel like that's not a full-time job, though. Right, because this would be a one-time thing of checking who is currently in the system, if I understand this correctly, and that would just be all right. We're contracting someone to work
out. It's a one-time thing. Why bother?
Like you said, they're trying to find the fraud and waste within the system.
Oh, because if you find fraud once, it'll never exist again.
Well, hopefully, you found the way that these people stayed on the roll. if these people that are on the roll and are collecting, like they say they are, right? If that's happening, yeah, you do a one-time through, and then you have a more secure system for the people who are now signing up. Like this texter said, people in their 60s who most likely have had to work on a computer for the last 30 years, they would be the ones that now, when they enter the system, this would be the new way going forward. That's just the way I'm speculating, Brian, purely speculating. That's just how I see it.
Well, let me know when the sweep is done so I can defraud Social Security without anybody auditing however I'm going about it. Someone else saying, go help your grandmother. It's not that hard. Listen, bring a laptop to her house and help her. If I brought a laptop in my house, she'd whack me over the head with it. She's not going on the internet. But like is that not the thing? Somebody else chimed in saying that they worked at an insurance company, and all the time you'd have people calling for somebody else. And I'm assuming that that's not fraud. I'm assuming they're calling for somebody else to help them through whatever they're trying to sign up for or whatever issue they have, because they don't know, you know, the codes, what you have to say to get through the automated voice system or whatever right. It is that you're running through when you get on the phone or anything like that. She has no interest in going on the internet at all.
Which is difficult for some people to understand.
It's extremely difficult. It kind of leads to the second part of this. You know, for people like that, if you know somebody like that in your life, never been on the internet, or maybe doesn't own a cell phone. When she says this to me, you know, I've never been on the internet in my life. I don't know anything what you're talking about, like any computer. And like, you know, I used to be like, wow, like that's kind of crazy, because I'm on computers all the time. Like it's amazing that that's possible. And now I just, every time she says it, I just envy her.
Yeah. It's like, gotten to that point.
That is like the number one thing. And I think of people I know who don't have any cell phones. And what do they always say? Like, why would I get a phone? People can reach me. I'm here.
Yep.
So I knew to show up here. People can reach me if you need to reach me. You know, people have phones. They'll go on the internet. Like, you can email me. I'll check that every once in a while, every day or so. I know when things are. I have a calendar on the wall.
Yeah.
I've been able to figure it out for my entire life. Why do I need one now? All it brings is problems. You get a phone, then people are calling, hey, come here and do this, do that, you know, whatever. You got all these things that you buy. I mean, that's all you do on your phone, right? Is buy stuff. Why would I ever want one? And I just look at that and I go, that's amazing. I wish I could be in your shoes.
It was such a simpler time before the internet. You know, talking about, if we could just go back. I think of, it's tournament time, right? And I remember before you could just print a bracket out on the computer, you know, they have the selection show, and my dad would sit down with a yellow legal pad and literally write out the bracket as they were releasing it on TV. And, you know, when the internet came, like, oh, this is so easy, I can print it out now. But there was something special about that. Mm-hmm. There was something that we'll never have that moment. You know what I mean? Like, as a country, we'll never have that where this is the time we're seeing it. We have to write it down. No, I'll print it out 2 seconds later.
Yeah. On the text board, someone's chiming in here, 803-0930 to give us a call or a text. Somebody's saying, for unemployment, you have to verify yourself as well. You log into a state-affiliated site, video chat with an agent, show your ID with the face next to it. I think that's a good system, but I think there's a big difference right now. And this goes kind of to your point, Joe, of it being a generation too soon.
Yeah.
I would give even a little bit of leeway to that. I think like a generation and a half, maybe too soon, where if you are filing for unemployment, I'm assuming you're under 70 years old, maybe.
Yeah.
The odds of you being able to do that on a computer are so much greater than everyone we're talking about on Social Security.
I mean, if you're unemployed after your age of Social Security, don't you just get your Social Security? Maybe I don't understand that, but that's just the way I would think.
I don't think you have to, but could.
Yeah.
It would probably
be a better deal.
Well, kind of dig into whatever unemployment benefit you'd have. Like, they would flag that as you're doubly, you know, what's going on here. But I think that's a great thing for unemployment.
Yes.
To put that on Social Security, I'm not sure.
But I want to clear up back to the audit thing. Like, I think this is just a one-time thing for current collectors to clean out the system. I think if you're 60 now, right, and you're going to be filing in a few years, and this is the system that's set up to make sure you're a legitimate person, like I do think there's something. I think that's fine. I think that's a workable way to make sure that fraud's not in the system. But I get what you're saying. Like, I think the computer thing, we have probably a few decades of people that have never touched a computer and probably have the attitude of my grandmother. Why would I start now?
Yeah. I just see it becoming an issue for a lot of people around Western New York. How do you suggest they cut down on fraud? There's so much fraud going on. I mean, I would like to see everyone who says this, you know, and somebody else, you have to audit. It's common sense. I'm not saying that they shouldn't audit. And you should always try to eliminate any sort of fraud that's going on.
Yes.
But I would also like to see somebody who says, there's so much fraud going on. Like, give me a couple numbers, not just, there's so much fraud going on. That's just a, anyone could say that. Show me. Like, show me where it is. Show me how it is. There are 200-year-old people getting Social Security. Okay, can I see that?
Well, that's what they're trying to confirm with this.
Okay, so don't say it if you don't know it to be true. It's either true or it's not.
They're on the rolls. We don't know if they're collecting. That is the way it should be presented.
Okay, we'll figure it out.
Yeah, that's what this is for.
But
there is fraud.
How can there be someone on the roll, but you don't know if money's going out? Like, there's your inefficiency.
Oh, yeah.
It should say, you're on whatever list we have, it doesn't tell you if money was paid out to that person within the last year.
We need to update the system.
That's a you problem. How is that so disconnected where somebody is enrolled, which probably shouldn't be the case at 200 years old?
Right. And if so,
and we
should
don't know if they're getting money.
Do they get a double Smuckers at 200?
A what?
They get a double Smuckers?
Yeah, you're on TV twice in 1 week. Your picture next to the jar of jelly.
But no, I do to a point. Like, I believe there is fraud, right? I mean, I think we can see it just here in Erie County, $1 million to a nature preserve that we're not sure turtles are actually there. And it's a 5-year plan, but we only funded it for 4. I think there's a lot of examples of that. But you're right. I also want to see it's like when my wife says I do something, I go, okay, give me an example of the last time I did that. And she can't explain what she's talking about.
A few of our texts coming in that are pretty funny here. Someone, I live online, but I could not identify myself to update Microsoft 365. No idea why. That's right. Even people who are online have trouble with this sort of stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Someone else saying, I work in the public sector. A large part of my job is assisting people with things like this. It's not just an age issue. There's a much larger percentage of the population than people realize who don't use computers. I think that's pretty true as well, right? Like, I couldn't imagine going through it, like, not using computer. I'm on computers right now. That's how I'm reading these text messages.
Yes.
Like, that's how we're gathering information. I use a computer program to throw all these audio clips together, to do whatever. It's hard for me to check your email, all of it. It's hard for me to imagine, yet people go through without using any of that stuff all day long.
I know. I always say, how did we get without phones? And there's literally people getting through life today without phones. But I always say, like, what did we do before cell phones? Well, we were a lot happier, studies show.
another person saying that, you know, you've got, where is that? Oh, and I just lost it. See, there, it's hard to use a computer. Someone said, why can't they go off of actual filed tax returns? That's a good one, too.
Yeah. Yeah. But I don't know the tax system, but I'm sure that's one way to do it. And
Oh, here's the one. I think the Purge is ripe for people who want to defraud others. Just go door to door and pretend to be an agent verifying identities. I never thought about that one either.
Well, thanks. Now we put it out there.
Well, but it's true, right? Like, how many door to door scams like this have we seen? We talk about them all the time here. Yeah. Hey. I just need to make sure I'm verifying for Social Security. All right. Yeah, you're going to need to fill this out, send this in, include $200 for this. And I mean, can't you just picture that happening right now?
I can. Who's answering their door? If I don't expect, it's just like on my phone. If I don't expect someone's coming to the door, you're not getting an answer from me.
You don't answer your door?
No. And the only reason I got my senses back during COVID was because I was heading out to my car and
someone
the guy
knocks
was standing
on your
there.
Door. You don't answer. You don't go to the door.
No, unless like no, because if it's someone I know, they'll text me, "Hey, I'm at your door." No, I don't.
What the heck?
I mean, I might look at the peephole and then quietly back up, but I don't answer my if I'm not
you
expect-
a hermit.
No, but if I'm not. If I'm not expecting someone, there's an 80% chance it's someone trying to pull some trick on me.
Hey, I just, you know, your neighbor just collapsed across the street. We need some help here. And you're just quietly, like, moving back because you weren't expecting anyone?
Well, say that while you're knocking.
I don't know. Someone knocks on, what's the word? Oh, you open the door. Hey, I'm here.
I'm here selling something. Oh, crap. Now it's some kid. I got to go find $10 because I feel bad. Now you guilt me out of $10.
You'd be able to tell if it was a kid, I think, before you opened the door.
Yeah, but how about if the kid is knocking the door because the neighbor collapsed? Now you've set up a situation.
Yeah. Just answer the door. Hey, I'm here with a... Oh, sorry, not interested. Have a good one.
I can't do that.
Why? What's so hard about it?
I can... If someone comes up to me, oh, we're raising money for our baseball team, like, oh, yeah, hold on. Here you go. I'm really... Like, that gets me every time.
Okay. I can tell you in my experience... In 7 years at my current home at, let's see, I'm trying to think of my years of living with a front door
yeah.
that people can access.
Yeah.
I think that's happened a grand total of 3 times. So I don't know. I don't think you got a lot to worry about with getting ripped off by Little League baseball teams.
I'm just entering my second year with a front door access from outside. Okay. So, you know, I'm new to this, Brian. All right. But it's funny. What were we talking about? Oh my gosh. People that ask you so they can, the census people. The census people, they came and got our numbers the day I proposed to my wife. So every time they talk about the census, I think about proposing.
Romantic.
Yeah.
Somebody texting in, and this is a completely different thing. They said, "Joe's right. I don't even answer my phone unless I know you or I'm expecting an important call." That's totally different than answering your door. I don't think anybody answers your, and I think we're mostly talking cell phones here, not landlines. Although right. landlines, you pretty much all of them have some form of caller ID.
Yeah.
Unless you have an older phone on purpose
unless
that doesn't have anything.
People we're talking about without computers might still have the wheel.
My grandmother's phone, call from, you know, even that'll happen.
Oh, nice.
But like on your cell phone where it shows the number and everything, if it's not a number you recognize,
right.
I think 90%+ of people don't answer it.
Okay.
And they wait, you know, are you going to leave me a voicemail? Is this something I need to do? If your name isn't in the phone, I'm probably not picking up.
Yeah.
If you leave a message or follow it up with a text message, yeah, I'll call you right back. But there's too many scam phone calls out there. People get scam phone calls 3 times a day.
Yeah.
People might knock on your door once a month.
But I feel in the last few years we've talked more about door-to-door scams. There was the National Fuel one a few years ago. Like I feel like we're talking more about those than we have in the past.
Yeah, but I would trust you to differentiate a door-to-door scam.
But Brian, once you walk to the door to look at the peephole, they know you're there. Now you know I'm here. I got to answer the door.
They probably know you're there, period.
I don't park in my driveway. So if my wife's not home, they don't.
Someone else saying, as a recent victim of identity theft, family would be highly advised to visit in person with their relative. People are not tech-savvy, prime targets for fraudsters.
Yes.
That's like the thing. I mean, you got to, you need to verify your age online. I mean, Google, verify my age for Social Security. There's one official place that you'd be able to do that.
Yeah, there's pages of
You're going to get,
links.
Like, more pages of results than the JFK documents.
That's probably accurate, yeah.
I don't know. I can't believe how many people never answer the door.
Oh, man. We came across a topic we didn't even know was going to be hot. Come on.
I mean, come on. You knock on the door. Hey, what's going on? What do you need?
I would assume if you were going to come to my door, I mean, we do live like, what, 30-some minutes away from each other, you'd probably text me like, hey, I'm coming over. Okay. Now I know. I'll come answer the door.
Well, now I know to text you.
I would assume that, hey, I'm at your door.
No, well, don't assume things.
Yeah, you know what happens when you assume.
Might just pop in.
Hey, big night tonight, filling out the bracket while watching the final day of the play-ins, and tomorrow the real thing starts. Can't wait. David is up next after the news with Lucas. Brian and I will be back together tomorrow at 9 here on News Radio 930 WBEN.
Do you have a dark curiosity? Follow and listen to Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.